K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, how you doing? This is Sam.
Hey, Sam, what's up?
Oh, I just wanted to call in and chat with you guys a little bit.
Well, we're here.
All right, yeah.
Hi.
You having a good day?
I'm having a great day. How's your day going?
Pretty good.
Good as usual.
Hey, yeah.
I really just wanted to see if this was real and not, like, made up.
What's real?
What's real?
Us? We're real.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the people, you know, call it in and whatever, so I know I'm a real guy. I wanted to call and see if I can get some help from you guys.
The second date, though?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh. Second date, yeah.
Okay, well, yeah. You're real, right? Right?
I'm totally real.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
Keeping it real here.
You know it. Absolutely.
So, you have an issue?
All right. Well, here's the thing, right? I met Jennifer at her pet store. I was buying some food for my big Rottweiler. It's beautiful. And, you know, I met her at the store. We hit it off.
Well,
sounds good.
That's good.
Yeah. So what happened then?
Know, we met for drinks at B-Dubs in Springsboro.
Uh-huh.
And we watched the football. And she had a great time.
She did. Okay.
Totally did.
Why are you calling us then?
Yeah,
call her.
Sounds like it's okay, Sam.
Listen, I'm blowing up her phone and nada. I can't understand it. I'm a great catch.
I can tell.
It sounds
can't
like
you?
It. Yeah. Well, I'm glad she had a good time.
I know she did.
Well, we're going to... We'll check this out.
Yeah, well,
Jennifer, right?
That's correct. Yes.
All right. Well, hold on a second. We're gonna get Jennifer's phone number off the air. We'll call her. We'll find out what's going on for you, Sam.
Good.
It's the K99.1 FM 7:30 second date update.
What's happening?
So, Sam, she nice looking? Do you guys
give us the rundown?
Chemistry?
Yeah.
What's up?
She's fantastic. I thought it was a good match. You know. I think she's pretty.
Are you from New York? You got a New York accent.
You are from New York.
Are you from New York?
Are you from New York originally?
Yeah, originally, yes. Yes.
You sound New York-y, yeah.
Okay.
That's a good thing.
What brought you down here?
Well, for work, you know, I sell cars.
Oh.
There you go.
Okay.
Fair enough.
I love it.
All right, Sam, well, hold on a second. We're gonna finish down Jennifer's phone number here, see if we can figure out what's going on for you. All right, buddy?
All right. Good.
Hello.
Hi there. We are looking for a young lady named Jennifer. Is she available?
This is she.
Hey, Jennifer. It's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM. How you doing?
I'm good.
You
okay,
right?
Jennifer?
I'm a little sick today, but okay.
Yeah.
That's going around right now,
yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We won't take much of your time.
No, we won't. You got just a second for us? Can we talk to you for a minute?
I might sneeze into the phone.
No, that's all right.
As long as it's not on us,
yeah,
we're good.
Don't get any here.
Jennifer, we got a phone call from somebody named Sam who was inquiring about you. He said he's been trying to, like, get back in touch with you. I understand you went to B-Dubs, watched a little football. Uh-oh.
Blowing up your phone.
No. Yeah, that guy, I can't believe he actually calls you.
Yeah.
You know, he actually said if our date didn't work out, he would get help from second date.
Well, hi. That's us.
Yeah, I really didn't think he would do that, though.
Yeah, he did.
He called.
Well, let me tell you this. I am not. Just save your time with this. I'm not going out with that guy again. He's nuts. No way.
Why not?
Oh, my God. He's just like every stereotypical bad movie sales guy you could imagine and more.
Okay, what happened?
What?
Because he thinks this was a great day.
He said you had a good time.
I think he had a good time. Well, when he came into B-Duds, he looked good. But then he started talking about how successful he is and why he's a great match for me. You know, he didn't ask me one single question about me. Nothing about me. It was all about him. And I know what his favorite music is, where he likes to eat, where he likes to go on vacation.
Got that down, at least.
Wow.
Oh, and that wasn't the worst.
Oh, do tell.
He was wearing these really expensive-looking dark sunglasses when he got into the restaurant, and he never took them off. I mean, the whole time we were there, he would keep adjusting them. I thought I was in Top Gun with Tom Cruise.
Oh, my God.
What?
Yeah, I was like, what is going on here? And then he kept snapping his fingers at the waitress whenever he wanted something. Snap, snap. I'm like, guys, got to go.
That's...
I was so embarrassed. You know, when he went to the restroom, I apologized to the waitress.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
Well,
then
good.
He came back and he started snapping at me.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Yeah, and then he wore these cheesy gold chains and pack of smokes in his shirt pocket. I mean, there's no way in hell I'm going out with this freaking
boy. Hey, Jennifer, listen. Hey. That's how you get...
What?
That's how you get a woman to shut up.
Oh.
Exactly.
I get you.
That's how you get
shut
a woman
up.
To shut up. Snap your fingers. It works every time.
Okay. You are such a condescending It's like, did your mom ever teach you any manners?
Wow.
I have manners, honey, all right?
Yeah, no, you don't.
Let me tell you. Absolutely, I do.
Stop calling me. Just lose my number and don't go on the radio anymore. It's like, what kind of freak are you?
I told you I was going to do it.
He did.
Yeah, well, now.
You keep true to your word.
No, Sam, I got to ask you, I mean, do you really want to go out with her again? Because, you know, you wanted to know if second date was real, and we do have access to something everybody wants, the limo, the dinner, right?
Something to eat, something to do.
So if you guys want to try it again?
You both have to agree to it.
No.
Nope. Jennifer says,
I can pay for my own dinner, thank you.
I did her a favor.
Oh!
Wow. This, yeah.
I'll give you another chance.
Oh my God, you are really dense, not to mention sexist and condescending. Dense. You know, what did George Carlin say? Men are stupid and then the women are crazy. And the reason why the women are crazy, because the men are stupid. And not you, you're stupid.
Vicious cycle there.
Yeah, well, are you convinced, Sam, this is real now?
Yeah, absolutely, it's real.
I think we should call this, first argument. Instead of second date.
You guys kind of sound like, I don't know, there might be a little, you know, tension there between the two.
I think she likes me. I think that's what's happening here. She likes me, and she, you know, this is how it works.
I mean, he's cute, you know? But, you know, why are men so stupid?
So are you thinking maybe, possibly?
No. Okay. Forget it.
All right. Fair enough. We tried.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. I don't want to take on a rehabilitation project. I really don't.
Well, thanks anyway, Jennifer. We appreciate your time.
Okay.
Sam, good luck.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys.